Hi, friend. You are not alone in this feeling. The vulnerability hangover can show up after sharing your personal emotions or speaking, leading something. It's after any vulnerable experience, and it's actually not a bad thing, even though it makes you feel so much. Instead of trying to run away from this feeling, we're going to sit with it, breathe with it, and help guide our inner critic to be a little bit quieter. Take a slow, deep breath in through your nose. Exhale, sigh it out. Breathing with the anxiety, the embarrassment, the shame, the fear. Inhale. Exhale. Allowing yourself to be with this feeling. You are human. This is actually a good sign. Breathe in. Breathe it out. Brené Brown says vulnerability is the most accurate measure of courage. Huge amounts of positive outcomes come from stepping into the arena of vulnerability. When we feel vulnerable, when we feel seen, and in that so much is uncertain, these are the experiences that actually bring us so much purpose and meaning. Breathe in. Breathe out. The vulnerability hangover is usually fueled by our inner critic. So just notice how loud your inner critic is. Recognize a lot of what this voice is saying is out of fear and trying to protect you. See if you can create space between you and the inner critic. Thank you. Notice how you may be ruminating on things you said or didn't say well. And just think for a moment, do you believe that the people you were vulnerable with are still thinking about every word you said? The answer is no. They too are worried about themselves. Breathe in slow. And let it go. My friend, what happens is after vulnerability, we try to find a way to prove that we are lacking in some way. This is true for most people because we have this never enough mentality. What if you are not lacking? Breathe in. Breathe out. If it feels okay, placing your hands over your heart, closing your eyes if you haven't already, whispering to yourself these truths. You are wise. You are enough. You are heard. You are capable. You are knowledgeable. You are loved. You are interesting. You are clear. You are articulate. You are safe. You are helpful. You are empowering. You belong. You are exactly where you need to be. You being vulnerable, real, messy, and human is beautiful. What else do you need to hear? Take a slow breath in, slower exhale. Theodore Roosevelt writes, "The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly." What a gift it is to know you are daring greatly. You are stepping into the arena of your life, choosing to be vulnerable and share your voice and your heart. May we let go of this fear of not being extraordinary enough. You, as you are, make a difference. You do not have to be perfect to make an impact. Slow breath in. Slow exhale. Just notice how maybe the vulnerability hangover has gotten a little better. How you can take in your own medicine, your own affirmations and reminders. And remember, this is all the process of stepping in and growing and evolving. A well-lived life takes vulnerability and courage and imperfections. May you choose to be a little bit kinder to yourself. Welcome in these feelings and know it's because you care and you did something that matters. feeling ease and gratitude fill your heart. Notice the shift in your mind. In your perspective of yourself. Breathe in slow. Let it go. Sit with the you that is here now. Allow any messages to come your way that you need to hear or be reminded of. And may you take this mantra into your heart. I am not afraid to be seen trying. I am not afraid to be seen trying. Vulnerable, imperfect, messy, emotional, raw, open. I am not afraid to be seen trying. I am not afraid to be vulnerable. Breathe in. Exhale. There's no rush. Take your time continuing to deepen your breath. Maybe rock your head side to side. Feel your heart opening in this new sense of empowerment, courage and trust, and gratitude. I am proud of you for daring greatly, and I am right here with you. I feel it too. It's not easy, and it's always worth it. From my heart to yours. Hi, friend. Thank you so much for being here. I am honored you chose to meditate with me. Hey, if you haven't already, would you be so kind to leave a 5-star review on my podcast? It would mean the world to me. If you'd like to continue your meditation practice or go deeper on your inward journey, head to my website, eileenrose.me, where you can find meditation bundles, anxiety relief courses, join my meditation teacher training, get a personalized meditation, or book a one-on-one meditation experience with me. Until we meet again, be kind to your mind.